Welcome to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead, here again to have a conversation with you about some stories that matter. And boy, do we have a story that matters today. I cannot get out of my mind the image that I just saw on television of Bill Cosby, comedian, considered to be the father figure, the black male father figure of his time, with a career that spanned five decades. I remember Fat Albert, The Cosby Show, his work as a stand-up comedian. Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, and they led him out of the courtroom in handcuffs. They were taking him straight to prison. Can I get that image out of my head? And that's what I want to talk about today. We've got to talk about Bill Cosby. We've got to talk about Me Too, the ways in which people are being held accountable for sexual assault, sexual harassment. It's going to take us into talking about Kavanaugh, but it's also going to make us think about the number of men, white men in particular, who have not had their day in court, and which that day should be coming. We're going to talk about that today. But I want to mention that today is also National Registration Day, Voter Registration Day. It is held on the fourth Tuesday of September. This is a national holiday celebrating our democracy. I love when I heard Michelle Obama speak the other day, and she made this comment that resonated with me, that democracy happens with or without you. So that is important to note. It was first observed back in 2012 and has been growing in popularity every year since then. Now, later on today, in the last half hour, Anthony McCarthy is going to fill in for me, and he's going to speak with Baltimore City Election Director Armstead Jones about registering to vote. It is important. The midterm elections are just 6 weeks away, and we at WEAA want to make sure that your vote gets counted. If you have just moved or tied the knot or turned 18, you need to update your registration so your voice can be heard on November 6th. You can visit NationalVoterRegistrationDay.org to get started or to find a registration event near you. We're going to talk about that. We know that our vote is important, and you must be a part of the process because, as Michelle Obama said, and I agree with, democracy happens with or without you. Now, we want to know that we have to celebrate the birthday today, the 50th birthday of Willard Carroll Smith Jr. You may not know him by that name. We know him as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We know him as Will Smith, who was called in April 2007 by Newsweek magazine the most powerful actor in Hollywood. He burst on the scene as a rapper. That's the Fresh Prince. He then moved into his television series, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which ran for 6 seasons. And after that, he successfully transitioned from television into film, and he has gone on to star in a number of blockbuster films. He is the only actor to have 8 consecutive films gross over $100 million in domestic box office, 11 consecutive films gross over $150 million internationally, and he has 8 consecutive films in which he starred in that opened at number one in the domestic box office total. I'm saying, try saying that 3 times. We're talking about Will Smith. He's been ranked as the most bankable star worldwide by Forbes magazine, and Will Smith turns 50 today. We have a quick clip of Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness. Let's play that, and then we can then talk about Cosby on the other side.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
So Will Smith also has a dream. He's raising money for a foundation that helps to combat hunger in this world. He is bungee jumping tonight at 6 p.m. live. He bungee jumps out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon, and he's doing that to raise money. Now, what is interesting is that I have one thing that's in common with Will Smith, is that both of us once bungee jumped over the Zambezi River in Zambia. Will Smith did it in the last year, so I did it when I traveled and I lived in Africa back when I took a year off of college, way back a long time ago. I won't date myself, but I remember bungee jumping, just like what he's doing. And I can assure you that at the age of 50, like what Will Smith is today, I can't even imagine jumping out of a helicopter and bungee jumping over the Grand Canyon. That was the most frightening experience I've ever had, the most enlightening experience I ever have. One of the greatest regrets that I ever have is that I didn't enjoy it more, but we both did bungee jump, and I wish him well on his bungee jumping excursion. At the age of 50, he's proven that you can still do great, wild, crazy, and maybe a little bit stupid things at that age. So we're wishing Will Smith a happy birthday. So now, folks, we got to talk about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison today for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand. Now, the prosecutors had asked for a sentence of 5 to 10 years in prison, and his side was saying, look, he's 81 years old. They're saying he's legally blind. They're saying, can we do house arrest? The judge who called Bill Cosby a sexually violent predator. Now, what exactly does that mean? Because under Pennsylvania law, a sexually violent predator is someone convicted of a sexually violent offense who has a mental abnormality or personality disorder that makes the person likely to engage in predatory sexually violent offenses. And now that he is classified as a sexually violent predator in Pennsylvania, he now goes for the rest of his life on the registration for the state sex offender registry. He has mandatory lifetime sex offender counseling at least once a month, and he has community notification. So just say Bill Cosby gets out in 3 years. Just say he does, and he's, what, 84, 85, and he decides for some reason to go and visit his children. Wherever he goes, whatever city that he goes into, he has to inform law enforcement, and then they must notify the community, neighbors, county children, youth agency, local daycare centers, school districts, colleges, all have to be informed with his picture, his address, and his offense that Bill Cosby, the sexually violent predator, is coming to town. They actually believe that Bill Cosby is likely to sexually assault someone else, which is why they put him on this list. 3 to 10 years. He is going to prison. I don't think I am just at this point being hyperbolic. He is going to prison for the rest of his life. 3 to 10 years for an 81-year-old man. What I thought was interesting, these are two images that stuck out to me, and then I want to open up the phones to hear from you. 410-319-8888. Image number one. Bill Cosby in handcuffs. Like, that was something else. Watch him. They must have had handcuffs not just around his wrist. They must have also been around his ankle. I was watching the way, it almost like he was shuffling. You couldn't really see because the camera wasn't down that low. You saw his hands handcuffed in front of him, and he seemed to have been shuffling along. They might have handcuffed his ankles as well. The second thing that stuck out to me is that his wife, who has stuck by him this entire time, Camille Cosby, who actually blasted the judge, who actually wrote an op-ed in defense of her husband, who has really done the, you know, with Tammy Wynette, stand by your man song, wasn't in the courtroom today, the day he was being sentenced. The thing, those two images stuck out to me. The thing that touched my heart, though, was listening to some of the victim impact testimonies. Now, Bill Cosby had an opportunity to speak before the judge did his sentencing. He could have painted a different picture of himself. He could have stood up and spoken about everything he's done from the community. Someone else could have spoken on his behalf. He chose not to speak. But Andrea Constand and her family all stood up and gave a victim impact statement for the judge to take into account. And one of the things that Andrea Constand said in her victim impact statement, that Bill Cosby's decades-long reign of terror is over. They interviewed women who had been harassed, sexually assaulted, drugged by Bill Cosby. They were crying today, saying finally there is some justice. That even though this particular case was not pertaining to them individually, the fact that he is going to prison, at least on one of these charges, was vindication enough. Bill Cosby, violent sexual predator, has now been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. He tried to make it about race. Remember, he called it a lynching? Folks, this is the first case under hashtag Me Too, and Bill Cosby's going to jail. Dozens of women came forward. I think we got to talk about it. 410-319-8888. We have Marie on the phone from Northeast Baltimore. Marie, how are you?
Fine, and I'm glad you brought up this subject. I heard an hour ago on another program out of state, they felt that he should be, let's say, in prison at home.
Yes, that was home arrest.
Home
and
arrest.
The judge said absolutely no.
And because of his age and everything, blindness. And then I thought about this. I said there was a team I heard, too, that examined him, psychologists and psychiatrists.
Yes.
We should probably have a team of those psychiatrists and psychologists
right.
to examine Trump.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He needs to be
absolutely.
Examined before
absolutely.
Election time.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think what's interesting, Marie, and I'm so glad you called, it's interesting that Bill Cosby is going down and he has been found guilty in a court of law, but that the sitting president is not. I mean, let's think about the women who came forward saying that he sexually assaulted and harassed them. And he continues in his office. Thank you so much, Marie. We have Twyla on the phone from Laurel. Twyla, how are you?
Hi, Dr. K. I'm kind of distressed by this whole thing. And I say distressed because that is the exact word. I'm not taking anything away from any person that has been sexually assaulted and in that regard. And I can share this. My grandmom was 12 years old. Well, she was 12 years old, lived in Chicago. She was raped, sodomized, beaten, and raped, left in her own pool of blood to die. And she gave birth to my mom later that year. And in that time, you had no type of public assistance that could help you or anything. And it was a horrific thing for her. She never, ever, ever got over it. She tried to get married, and the marriage didn't work. My grandma was traumatized at a time when you couldn't talk to anybody about anything, and how she was always such a wonderful musician. She was the one that did all this writing, but deep down inside, how she was just in a world of loneliness
right.
about it. So I understand this, but when I say what I'm getting ready to say, I don't want someone to say, oh, this.
Right.
So I understand this, but my problem with the entire Constand case is that this woman worked with this man. This woman benefited from this man. This woman stayed around this man in public places afterwards. This, on that particular day, she was complaining about having a headache. He was in his home. She called him on the phone.
Right.
He invited her over. She came in and he told her to bring an extra pair of clothes to relax. She knew darn well what was going to happen. When she said that she had already tried to hit on her several times before, she went there knowingly. And when he went to upstairs, I looked at the transcript. She said that he brought these three blue pills down to her. She didn't get drugged accidentally. She took the pills out of his hand. She put them in her mouth, and she ingested. And she had changed her clothes. So she participated in this activity, too. Not saying that he was right in what he did.
Right.
Because she didn't have any participation as far as the outcome, but she knew. And the rest of the women, why would you go to a married man's hotel room? I'm not saying anything about what happened,
right.
but you didn't have the right intent from the start. And the only victim in this whole thing, and I mean the only victim, is Camille Cosby, because she's the only one that didn't participate in anything.
Now,
she's the only victim.
Now, I just want to say, Twyla, I mean, I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying. Except that she did not know that the three blue pills were actually pills that were going to render her incapacitated, where she could not voluntarily give consent. She said she thought they were like cough medicine or something for her headache. She did not think that they were pills that were going to drug her.
This is true, but the bottom line was she initiated the act by going to his home. He's not a pharmacist.
Okay, Twyla, thank you so much for calling. Folks, okay, Twyla is putting something else out here talking about Andrea Constand, who did go to his home voluntarily. Remember now, she did work with Bill Cosby. He was her mentor. She complained of not feeling well. She had a headache. He gave her those blue pills. She did not in any way admit, at least, I don't know if she actually knew, but she did not admit that she knew that those pills were going to render her and make her incapable of giving consent. She didn't know she was going to be drugged. She said she thought they were pills to help her with her headache. I know Bill Cosby's not a pharmacist, but come on, how far do we go in blaming the woman? So you go to his room, your mentor, you don't feel well, he's there to support you. Does that mean you then allow yourself and you're given permission just by being there to be drugged and raped? Is that what we're saying here? 410-319-8888. We have Jennifer on the line from Baltimore County. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. You know, this whole situation that we have in our country where women are not being believed,
yes,
that come forward. And I always said in this, and I was shocked at my colleagues and my friends that defended Bill Cosby. And I'm like, what do these 70-year-old grandmothers have to gain that have had families, husbands, grandchildren to step up to things he did to them in the 60s? And the other point, too, racism and sexism, is that when the white men stood up and said they were molested by their priests in 1960 and 1970, oh, everybody's doing it. Now Catholic Church is in an uproar. But when black women come forward, or white women, what's going on in our Supreme Court situation,
right?
Oh, why didn't she report it? It's really, I applaud the women for stepping up. And I really think, and to your point on your show yesterday, talking about older men taking control of their children.
Yes.
My issue is this. A lot of those men have failed their community.
Mm-hmm.
They disregard their daughters, their illegitimate daughters, but they applaud their sons that they have and by going to football games. But women, we're just thrown away.
No, I agree. I agree. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer is laying out a good point. Women are typically not believed. Come on, folks. That's the reason for hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Me Too didn't come along because women are always believed and our side is being heard. No, because women are shamed when they come forward. Now, I don't know what happened in those rooms. I do know in a court of law, Bill Cosby has been found guilty. At the same time, because I know someone's going to call me on this, I know that this particular court system in this country is built on a foundation of institutionalized and systemic racism. I get that. That's why we have so many innocent black men in jail. I do get that. But how do you stand tall and want to believe the women? When do we just center and say, you know what, we've got to believe women? They've been saying it for years and years and years, and they've been shamed, and they've been silenced, and they've been disbelieved, and they've been fired, and they've been harassed, and they've kept speaking out about this. That's what hashtag Me Too is about. We have Brother Ed on the line from Baltimore. Brother Ed, how are you?
Oh, hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a very interesting day. It's kind of it's sad to see somebody go from where he was to end his career on a note like this. Now, I remember Bill Cosby as far back as I Spy, which a lot of you younger folks would know about that TV series. And then he did he played Chet Kincaid, who was a high school basketball coach, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, on the Bill Cosby show. That was his first show, right? But he was the main star.
That was a great show. Yeah. It came out in the 70s.
Right.
Now, I think what his defense should have done was played up a little bit more on the good things that he did. Okay, we got him on the bad things.
Right.
Now, you know, yeah, what about all the students that he sent through college?
Yes.
What about all the colleges where he was honorary, you know, received honorary degrees? What about how he supported Temple University? Now, everybody's going to turn their back on him?
You know what's interesting, though? But right. I'm wondering, Brother Ed,
I don't think that's right.
Well, no, but Bill Cosby's defense team, and that includes Bill Cosby, had an opportunity to make a statement. Why didn't he get up? And I know you can't get into the mind of Bill Cosby, but I mean, there was a time where he could have stood up before the judge made his ruling. He could have said, you know what? This is who I am. This is also all the things I have done. So the judge will take that into account. The judge said he showed no remorse.
His lawyer should have played that up. And I mean, and it's all true. It's nothing that all of a sudden that he started doing this. This has been, he's been doing this for years and years and years. And it to me, it's heartbreaking because, you know, to me, you know, Cos was one of my heroes. And it's just a shame to see. I haven't seen them put handcuffs on him and take him to jail. And to tell you the truth, I really don't want to see it.
But anyway, it was something. That image of him being taken off was powerful. And for those of us who grew up with The Cosby Show, because remember, The Cosby Show launched back in 1984. This is the 34th anniversary of the launch of The Cosby Show. For many of us, we remember Bill Cosby and what that signified for Black people on TV. Like, it was refreshing not to see us in the ghetto. I'm thinking about Good Times, right? It was refreshing to see us as professionals. You know, a Black father and mother loving each other and taking care of it. Because I understand it was all fiction, but we know, right, Brother Ed?
Violent, you know, to say violent, you know, the verbiage that was used, violent.
Yes.
You know,
violent sexual predator.
Understand when they throw all these things in there like that, I mean, it really demonizes him. And I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm going to end this, but I want to see what happens to Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. That's what I'm wanting. Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Donald Trump. Let's see what happens. Thank you so much, Brother Ed. I want to read a couple of comments off of Facebook Live before we go to break. Word Up Travis is saying, don't just give the Black feminist side. Please talk about the whole side. Talk about the white men who would never fire. Matt Lauer, Harvey Weinstein. We're talking about movies as well. Can you talk about women who lied to the police and the court commissioner? Adam Jackson and Davon Love were accused of sexual harassment. You know these guys. They are your contributors. They said they didn't do it. A woman can be malicious and lie and have charges filed. Women have power. Men have power too. We also have Jada saying, you know, you just can't censor women. You need to talk about how it's racialized. Kevin Rodwell said, you know, she kept going back after the first incident. Does she also have to pay back the money that he paid out to her? Let's not forget, she did file a civil suit and she was paid. It doesn't matter whether or not she went back. According to Jada, and I agree with that, his intent was to drug her. When we come back from break, Leo, Thomas, John, David, Valerie, Judy, I'm coming to you next. We're talking about Bill Cosby, 3 to 10 years in the slammer. Bill Cosby taken out in handcuffs. Dude has gone to jail. 410-319-8888. Let's talk about it. Today with Dr. K, I'm Dr. K. Wise-Y here. We're talking about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison because he was found guilty of what he did to Andrea Constand. Now, I know that I'm not sure, I'm not a lawyer, if I should say what he allegedly did. He was found guilty in the court of law. 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and assaulting Andrea Constand at his home in 2004. Now, the judge said that Bill Cosby didn't show any remorse, but it's been pointed out to me, doesn't surrendering show remorse? I don't know. I mean, he did surrender. And if he did fight back, what would that look like in this age of hashtag Me Too? I mean, I know his wife fought back because she definitely put out a statement blasting the women and blasting the judge. And she's the one that talked about how this is similar to a lynching. I mean, making this about race. Is it about race, folks? Is it? Or is it about a man, a high-profile celebrity, being held accountable for his actions in the same way that we've been marching so that Kavanaugh can be held accountable? We're saying Kavanaugh needs to have his day in court to figure out what happened. We're saying he allegedly did those things. Bill Cosby's already been found guilty. We got to follow this all the way through. Not just Bill Cosby. We have to continue with this ball rolling for other men who are being held responsible for their actions, whether it happened in 2004 or 36 years ago when we talk about Kavanaugh. We have Judy on the line from West Baltimore. Judy, how are you?
Hi, good evening, Dr. K. I just want to say I never liked Bill Cosby anyway.
So. Really?
No, never. I didn't even really like this show because it just something just never felt right about him to me anyway. But
okay.
I wish they had given him 20 years.
Really? Well, you know he's 81, so you're talking about you just want him to go there and die because at 20 years he's not going to get out.
Die and get it out of the way because those women's souls have died and they have to live with that crack.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting here now looking at my paintbrush and I'm going to go to Home Depot, buy me some yellow metal paint, and I'm going to paint me a big chain and we're going to mail it to Donald Trump. A president who's a molester.
Yes, he is. I agree. Thank you so much, Judy. We have Leo Burris on the phone from Bolton Hill. Leo, how are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. K-Wise Whitehead. As always, your program is on the money.
Thank you so much, sir.
Let me tell you, the high-profile white celebrities and white male predators are not going to be given the time that Bill Cosby has received. If I were the judge... If I were the judge, I would have given Bill Cosby a sentence of 3 years in prison that he must serve mandatory sentencing.
Right.
3 years. I want to remind everyone that Andrea Constant, the primary accuser, Miss Andrea Constant, received 3.7 million.
I think it was around 3.7 million.
Civil settlement.
Yes.
In the case of Cosby, that was a sealed agreement. It was unsealed by this judge and by the state of Pennsylvania. So they had it was necessary to destroy the image of a high-profile, famous black man. And, of course, to that extent, they have done that.
Now, let me just ask you this, Leo. One, I want to clear up. It was $3.38 million. And was it about trying to tear down this high-profile image, or was it about forcing him to be held criminally responsible for his actions?
Well, I'm saying the deal was sealed because I believe a deal had been made with Ms. Constant not to pursue any further litigation. Now, can I prove that? No, I cannot. Obviously, after receiving the money, she did pursue criminal litigation in this case. But again, white male predators in this country are not going to be given comparable sentences, generally speaking. And of course, I'm never going to forget the accomplishments of anybody when they've had great accomplishments. I don't think the bad that you do nullifies the good that you've done. All that I can say is that you should be punished for the bad, but it doesn't nullify the good that you've done and the impact that you've made on the lives of those you've helped along the way.
Well, you know, the problem with that, Leo, and I agree with that, that in the court of public opinion, soon as all this started happening with Bill Cosby, you saw what immediately began to happen. His endorsements fell. People started giving the awards back. People started taking the awards back, giving the money back. Didn't Spellman and Morehouse, which had some type of endowed chair, they got rid of that? Like, he may not have done almost everything. Say he didn't do any of it. The idea that in a court of public opinion, he was found guilty long before today's ruling came out.
I just don't, Dr. Whitehead, I just don't think it's fair that once we give people their accolades for outstanding achievement, that they be taken back. I don't know how you can take back outstanding achievement. What you can do is you can prosecute, you can point the finger about the hypocrisy, as I think we should in his case and others. But to take back what people have done of a positive nature is more than hypocritical. It's disingenuous, and it's a fraud. You're perpetrating a fraud upon the community when you pretend that what was good is no longer good. That it's impossible to invalidate goodness, just as it's impossible to invalidate badness.
But it's interesting because there are some people, as in the case of Donald Trump, where it seems like he's never going to be held responsible. He seems to be moving right along.
Well, Donald Trump, Dr. Whitehead, is a whoremonger.
Yes.
I mean, we know what whores are. Look in the dictionary.
Yes.
WHORE.
And he is moving on.
He gropes women.
Yes.
And he is held in high esteem by his white colleagues and the elite, the corporate elite phalanx of white men who do the same kinds of things that Donald Trump
do. They do.
Donald Trump is a pariah.
He is
the worst example of humankind.
And he is a sexually violent predator in the same ways they said about Bill Cosby. He is.
In the person of Donald the actor Trump. That is exactly right.
Thank you so much for calling, Leo. We have Valerie on the phone from Woodlawn. Valerie, how are you?
Hi, Dr. K. Oh, my gracious. Dr. K, this is so interesting today. I know you're going to cut me off, but give me a chance because I knew when Leo got on the phone, I was going to have a long wait. Now, I told your producer, I've driven all the way from downtown. I'm all the way up in Woodlawn now. This conversation is still going. But Dr. K, a couple things. I just want to throw out here. A couple things. Every time somebody comments, that comes to mind. This takes me back to the day when Michael Vick got convicted, and that kid lost everything. He went from hero to zero.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, he lost everything he had. Now, this is what I'm getting a flashback of that, because that's when I got really interested in football. And then, not only that, this young Gloria Allred does not play. She comes at you like a bulldog. So I knew that Mr. Cosby wasn't going to win, but I will say this. I am shocked that they did not give him house arrest. That's what I thought.
I thought that was very interesting as well, that they did not go in that direction.
Because this man has so much money. Right. I'm not even looking at the fact of his accolades. Because, first of all, you don't own those accolades. It's obvious that you don't own them. At least black folks didn't own them. Vanessa Williams didn't own hers. And when they took her right away. Black America.
Yes, she did.
You know what I mean? They didn't take hers away. And I can go on and on and on. But here's the thing. Leo was so right. Donald Trump is the biggest, he's the world's biggest whoremonger. He's no good. He's just a bum. But you can't do anything with him. He's got all that power.
Yes.
See, he's got power. We've given him power. And this comes, I hate to turn my radio off. I got to find me somewhere to listen to you. This is crazy.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Valerie. I love when you call. Folks, we're talking about Bill Cosby, but in the vein of Bill Cosby, how can you not talk about Matt Lauer? How can you not talk about Donald Trump? How can you not talk about Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh? How can you not talk about women not being believed? How can you not talk about hashtag Me Too? Just to be clear, Andrea Constand said this incident between her and Bill Cosby happened in 2004. I just want to give a timeline very quickly. In 2005, that's when she filed and won a civil suit for $3.38 million. In 2015, Bill Cosby was charged with 3 second-degree felony counts, and in 2018, he was found guilty. So she had a civil settlement, and 10 years later, here comes the criminal charges. I just want to kind of put that out of how we're understanding what is going on and how we're trying to see Bill Cosby and the ways in which he's being sentenced, and exactly what does this even mean? What does it portend for our society? I think Leo raised a good point. I'm going back to the phones. Should your current bad actions nullify your good actions? In other words, Bill Cosby has been charged guilty. Should he then lose all the accolades he's received for his comedy, for his philanthropic work? Should he lose all of that? That once you are found guilty, everything gets stripped away. I remember all these things for Bill Cosby, they were stripped away even before he was found guilty. Just putting it out for conversation. We have Thomas on the line from Churchville, Maryland. Thomas, how are you? How you doing, Thomas? All right, we'll move on from Thomas. We have Eric on. Eric's a new caller from Westminster. Eric, how are you? Welcome to the family, sir.
Hey, Dr. K, I always listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I believe none of us are defined by the worst thing that we've done in our lives.
Right.
I don't think any of us should be defined by that. Secondly, I really believe that, you know, you look at everyone else who's been charged, everybody, and the only person that's going to jail, okay, is Mr. Cosby. Now, think about it. If the idea is that he could possibly reoffend, okay, he could have had house arrest, okay, and a suspended sentence that if he were to reoffend, he goes in the slammer.
Right.
Okay, because I don't know what the last person was that he attacked, but it probably was this Andrea Constand. So he's been like several years since he's done something like that.
Right.
That's not to say all the others that went before aren't right, but it's this two-tiered system of justice. And I'm going to give you a good example real fast. Think about the vice president under Bush. What was his name? Cheney?
Okay. Yes, you know Dick Cheney?
He shot a guy. Mm-hmm. He shot a guy.
Oh, and yes, when they were out hunting, right?
Cops came to see him, and you know what they told him? He'll talk to you tomorrow. You know why? Because they were out drinking wild turkey while they were out there shooting. It's
right.
A tradition down in Texas, okay?
Right.
And he was probably drunk as a skunk, okay? But he didn't have to talk to the cops. Let you or I or anybody shoot someone and then tell the cops, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? And it's ridiculous.
It is
okay?
ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It's a two-tiered system of justice, and Cosby is a great example of it, and I think it's a whole lot more than just being about Bill. Okay.
Oh, I think so. I mean, this is sending a very strong message. I mean, the judge is sending a message. 3 to 10 years in prison, taking him out in handcuffs.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah.
And they wanted that visual to see one of our bright stars walking with handcuffs on.
Oh, it's powerful.
It's a whole lot more than Bill. And I'm sorry for the victims. Trust me, I am.
Right.
Okay. But they're using Bill to send another message, and it is sad. It's a sad day for Black America in my book. Thanks, Doc.
All right, thank you so much. A sad day for Black America. Folks, you got to give me a call and tell me what you think about this. Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, dude taken out in handcuffs. My caller just said it's a sad day for Black America. Do you see it that way? Like, do you see it as a sad day? I mean, there's part of me that I am cheering because I do think that anyone, man or woman or whatever gender you choose, anyone who sexually assaults, sexually harasses, drugs someone and rapes them, they should be held accountable. They really should. Whether the person is Black or white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter to me. It is a crime. And they should be held accountable. But is this day a sad day for Black America? Because Bill Cosby's gone to jail. He was found guilty and he's sentenced to jail. Let's talk about that. We have John on the phone from Ellicott City. John, how are you?
Fine, Dr. K. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Now, I'm not one who just, you know, constantly bring up what they like to label the race card.
Yes.
But you cannot tell me that there wasn't an element, because this whole case, the way it was handled, they used a technicality about some statement that Cosby had raised to free the young lady up from the settlement agreement to file a complaint in
right.
the first place.
Right.
Then you had a state's attorney who ran against another, the incumbent, and one of his platform statements was that he was going to prosecute Bill Cosby.
Right.
And you're not going to tell me that an 81-year-old legally blind Black man is, at this point in his life, is a violent sexual offender.
He said he's probably going to offend again, is what he's saying. He has to be put.
I mean,
he has to be put in jail so that people can be protected from him.
Yeah. And do you honestly believe that? You know, and the other issue. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been sentenced even jail time, but 3 years. Maybe a couple years of house arrest, or even a 1 year prison time. But it's not even cost effective. And the other issue I want to make: Bill Lauer, he hasn't had any criminal charges filed against him. That's why.
Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Mm-hmm. And now Kavanaugh. Isn't it quite ironic that while Cosby is being taken off to jail because he's a threat to society and every female is walking down the street? This Kavanaugh character is on his way to Supreme Court, and I've been praying for that woman, for Dr. Ford. I'm not going to refer to her as that woman.
Right,
Dr. Ford. That great woman would have the courage to file criminal charges against him in the state of Maryland.
Yes.
There is no statute of limitation.
Except that Governor Hogan has come out and said that, you know, he's not going to let the cops get involved with that. I mean,
no.
Hogan did say that, even
she
though the statute of limitations.
Absent,
yes.
Absent charges. If she goes to the state, it would fall in the hands of the state's attorney, Frost. I mean, she said at the state level, but at the county level, if if they feel that it rises to the level of a felony offense, there is no statute of limitations in Maryland, and it can be pursued at that level. But I don't think she's going to do that. But that's still a case that could, and that's the only way that
right.
Kavanaugh. But this don't tell me that there's not a racial component to that. I agree with Brother Leo. I'm not saying the man shouldn't be punished, but
right.
they like to put a black face. Look at Ray Rice. He became the black face for domestic abuse. His
right.
His wife showing her being pulled out of the elevator, underwear up in the air.
Yes, no, you're true.
No respect for her. And the same thing with Michael Vick. Oh, he's the face of animals. So, you know,
violates animals' rights, animal rights and cruelty.
And I'm getting off the
okay,
air,
thank you so much. One more thing? All right, thank you, sir. I want to read one little thing before I go back to the calls. Here is a little piece of Andrea Constand's victim impact statement. She said, I still didn't know that my sexual assault, talking about what happened back in 2004, was just the tip of the iceberg. Now, more than 60 other women. I'm going to repeat that, folks. Andrea Constand said 60 other women have self-identified as sexual assault victims of Bill Cosby. We may never know the full extent of his double life as a sexual predator, but his decades-long reign of terror as a serial rapist is over. 61 women. Now, I understand. People are like, oh, that's a lot. It is a lot. It's over 5 decades. 61 women. His star on the hall, you know, the whole Hall of Fame and the Walk of Fame, his star was defaced. And they actually wrote serial rapists across that. Bill Cosby, 3 to 10, taken off the jail. That's what we're talking about today. Is it a sad day for Black America that Bill Cosby is going to jail? Actually, technically, right now, he's in jail. Is it a sad day? We have David on the phone from Baltimore. David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dr. K?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back on your program.
Thank you.
It's funny how everybody has something negative to say about the guy, but no one can actually prove that any of this is actually real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was accused of raping the person that he was supposed to be mentoring. Now, he settled with her. She got paid.
Right.
10 years later, she decided to help them to send him to prison because somebody else said he did it. See, one thing we have to remember that we live in a place where African Americans are not given any form of justice.
Mm-hmm.
We're always picked on. We're always destroyed. If somebody says something bad about us, everybody come forward and say it. Because 100 people say the same thing doesn't make it true, you know?
Yeah, but typically where there's smoke, there's got to be fire. 61 women aligned. 61?
I mean, let's be honest. Why didn't they come forward before when she first settled in court with him? Why didn't they go after him and try to get some money then?
But you know that a number of these women have come forward. A number of these women did put in police reports. They filed reports. It actually did happen. Even though nothing ever happened with them, there were some of these women who actually did go the next step and go to the cops and report.
So why they took so long to make an example out of him?
Sometimes the cops didn't pursue. They said there wasn't enough evidence. Sometimes the rape kits were not actually looked at and processed. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why these cases don't go forward. You know how many unprocessed rape kits actually sit down in courthouses and nothing happens to them?
I agree with that, and I agree that situations do happen like that. But now all of a sudden they have the evidence to sink him. Now they have I don't believe that.
Okay.
You know, the story's not adding up. Look at the guy with the Supreme Court.
Brett Kavanaugh.
That's not even making sense either. That's not adding up either.
So you don't believe Dr. Ford is what you're saying? And Dr. Ford is the woman who is accusing Judge Kavanaugh.
I'm not saying I don't believe her.
Okay.
I'm just saying that all these stories, they're not making sense. They're not adding up. You know, women, this stuff happens to women every single day. A lot of women go through this, and they do not get any justice.
Right, I'm agreeing.
The law is perverted. We have to come to terms with that. The law is perverted, especially when it comes to our people. It's always us that gets the dirty end of the stick.
But David, we don't have to come to terms with it. We can work to change it. Remember, American enslavement was a law. It was perverted. People died so it could be changed. It's perverted, but we can work to change it. We don't just have to accept it. We can work against it.
You're right.
Yes.
But our people is not doing it, you know, and that's the sad part.
Well, we're working on it. Thank you so much, David. I appreciate you. We have Paul on the phone from West Baltimore. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call, Doctor.
Absolutely.
You know, I love your show, and the thing is, I'm having a problem with the callers. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Bill Cosby and everything that he did and, you know, what he was doing for the communities, for the colleges. But that was a crime. That was victims.
Yes.
And now we're trying to make the accuser more powerful than we are the victim.
Yes.
Now I understand, even in the state of Maryland right now, there are women that have been raped, molested, and went straight to the police, and they have not got no...
Nothing has happened.
Because of the rape kits and because of how the state of Maryland handled rape victims. And people are calling up with this nonsense. Yeah, I like Bill Cosby, get me wrong. He's 81 years old. He's going to prison. He committed a crime different from President Trump and everybody else. He drugged the women.
Yes, he did. He did.
There's a difference.
He
Even
did.
Even though it all don't make a difference. You put something illegal in their drink, gave it to them, and they was unconscious, and you took advantage of them. That is a crime, people.
But you know what's interesting, Paul? You know what's interesting, Paul? The fact that a caller actually said, well, you know, she took the pills herself. I don't think she was taking pills thinking, he's drugging me so that he can rape me. I really think that that is so far-fetched that we're making the women out to be foolish, too, by the way.
Now, my thing is, now listen to this very closely. This man got millions of dollars. Being in a correctional facility with that kind of money and predators knowing you have it,
yeah.
I pray that the brothers will look out for this man. Because I'm going to tell you, Dr. Clay, just like John Gotti, they got a hold of John Gotti, the white, the Aryan brothers. They made this man pay them.
Yeah.
Pay why he was in there. A lot of people don't know that. He had to pay for protection.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Cosby's 81 years old. 81 years. He's going to state prison. Let's understand that we all know federal prison is a little bit different. He's going to state prison.
Yes. And the other thing is, for the crime, I'm sure are they putting him in a maximum security?
Oh, I don't even know.
That's another problem.
Yeah.
Because you have predators in there. That's a lot of money to somebody that's starving in jail.
Come on. The world recognizes the face of Bill Cosby. The world does.
But that's what the problem is. It's not his face. It's the money that he can put into the commissary.
Oh,
it's a whole lot with prisons, Dr. K.
Ooh, man.
I pray that the brothers will get a hold of him and look out for this man for all that he's done and not allow the other people to get a hold of him.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate that. Just putting the other side out there. Thank you, Paul. We have Patrick Scientific. He's an actual host here at WEAA of Audio Infusion. Patrick, so great to have you back on the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. My thoughts on Bill Cosby going to jail, I would say this, and it's kind of just like, I would say this, as long as other people are going to jail, it's not a bad damn Black America.
Right.
But if it's just him,
right,
and
that's
we know
true.
Other people have done some of the same things, some of these other celebrities, Harvey Weinstein, he needs to go to jail.
He does.
What he was doing. So if he doesn't go to jail and Bill Cosby goes to jail, it's a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Just my thoughts on that.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, the thing that gets me, though, if I look at it from a race perspective, you're right, Patrick. Yes, it's a bad day for Black America if white men who've done the same thing are not being held responsible. But I think it's a good day for women to see that women are being believed and the cases are going through. You can't see it as a good day for women, Patrick?
Oh, I agree with you. I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
There's no need for me to argue that point. You win there.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate you. Folks, we're talking about Bill Cosby. According to the judge, he has classified Bill Cosby as, now listen to this, folks, a violent sexual predator. He's saying that Bill Cosby is likely to drug and rape someone else. They took him out in handcuffs, 3 to 10 years in prison. He's going to prison to die. Andre, my board operator, said he's going to die in prison. 81 years old. According to what his lawyer said, he has failing health. He's blind. Let him out. State prison. We have Gene on the phone from Pikesville. Gene, what do you think?
Okay, I do believe that this is a good day for women. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's a good day for women. I think that Bill Cosby got his just dessert. Now, he only got 3 to 10.
Yes, that's it.
Nathaniel Oakes got 3 years.
Mm.
So look at the compared to, you know,
yeah,
the crimes.
That's true.
So he's getting off easy, per se. But Paul's correct. Little Melvin spent time in Indiana State Penitentiary, and that's skinhead heaven.
Mm.
And so, you know, you can just imagine, you know, he probably had to pay the skinheads to keep them.
I'm sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this is what happens in prison. So, but this is my point. And Patrick just brought up Harvey Weinstein, non-disclosure clauses. That's what Harvey had everybody sign. But Harvey's victims are in the thousands.
Mm.
He's in the thousands.
He should be on his way to jail, too.
Exactly. But then, now we talked, that Leo was talking about the good that people do.
Bill
Cosby did great things, I think. Harvey Weinstein did great things. He's got Academy Awards. He worked
yes.
for Disney, right? He parlayed.
He said he helped black people
Disney.
With their careers. He did all these wonderful things.
Yeah,
meanwhile, right, he's a sexual predator.
Yes, he is. And he should get his just dessert.
He should.
And it should be that 1,000 times. So, and if Bill gets 3, Harvey should get 20.
He really should.
Okay,
because Bill got 3, really, because only one woman, right? So
exactly.
the other 60 women were not part of this case. It was only Andrea Constand who was
exactly.
a star witness.
And the woman who came out against Harvey Weinstein was, in fact, a prostitute.
Yes.
But she recorded it, and then they made
and
her
they
look
showed so the
bad,
video.
They
oh, my.
Use, right? Okay, so here we go. So this is what I'm getting to. Cecil B. DeMille's. How many people got lynched because of Cecil B. DeMille?
Mm.
And they give out at the, I forget,
the Cecil
not
D.
the Academy.
I mean, I think Oprah just got the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Girl, you just took it out of my mouth. They gave Oprah Winfrey the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
And she stood up there. We talked about electing her as president the way she gave that speech.
Thank you, Dr. Kincaid.
Thank you so much, Gina. I appreciate you. I want to give a couple of clips off of a Facebook Live, and then we're going to go to break. Travis is saying the men hater. She's a man hater. So I don't know who he's talking about. I don't know if he's saying the people on the show that we're men haters. I do not hate men, but I do hate violent sexual predators. I think there's a difference. And if you're a man and you're not a violent sexual predator, then we're good. That's just my problem. I'm not saying it's a bad day for Black America because a violent sexual predator has gone to jail. What is interesting, Kunta Kinte said, it's not a sad day for Black America due to the fact that Black America rejected Bill Cosby because of his criticism of the culture's poor and working class. Remember the pound cake speech, folks? And then we also have Jada. She's asking, was Andrea Constand believed because she was white and Bill Cosby is Black? We're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, Buddy, Paul, Clarence, Ernest, CW, and Thomas, I'm coming to you. Keep it here for a quick update from MTA, and we'll talk on the other side.
And a good evening. We have a new bus diversion downtown. The Silver Line and Green Line both diverted at Charles and Baltimore. Also, the Purple Line diverted at Pratt and Pulaski Street, and the Purple Line westbound diverted at Lombard and Monroe. Light rail services discontinued between the Timonium Fairgrounds and Hunt Valley stops through October the 4th. Local Link bus number 93 is operating between the affected stations to accommodate riders. Currently, we're seeing about a 10-minute northbound delay on the light rail service. Metro Subway Link is running on time in both directions between Owings Mills and Johns Hopkins. For the MTA Transit Team, I'm Ken Berger on 88.9 FM WEAA, the voice of the community.